Happy Tuesday, beautiful friends. I'm so excited for a new day. I'm happy to be back, and I hope that you guys are all having a really amazing morning so far. I can't wait to dive into the devotionals. Let's start with the Confident Woman devotional by Joyce Meyer. This book is 365 Daily Inspirations, and the topic for today, or the title of the devotional, says to pray first. Scripture is from Mark 14:38. Keep awake and watch and pray constantly that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Praying is probably one of the most important parts of life preparation. Yet, so many people today ignore and forget this vital part of the process. So I suggest that you don't do anything without praying first. The Bible says that we should acknowledge God in all of our ways, and He will direct our steps and make them sure. Proverbs 3:6. It's not enough to know that He's there. We must call on Him daily for His guidance and His strength. I have been walking with God most of my life, and I'm still learning the importance of not trying to do anything without praying. The Bible says that we are to pray without ceasing. This does not mean that we do nothing all day except pray, but it does make the point that prayer is one of the most important things that we can ever do. We need to pray our way through the day. Prayer opens the door for God to work in our lives, situations, and the lives of our loved ones. God will enable you to do things that will frequently surprise you if you take Him as your partner in life. But you must start with prayer. So the daily prayer to end this devotional says, Lord, teach me to pray. Help me to bring you into every moment of my day and my life. I need your guidance and your strength in all that I do. Amen. I love that. I actually just got off my journaling Zoom that I do with my marketing team because, you know, mindset is just everything to me. And, you know, I say this, it's probably getting a little annoying, but, you know, on our journaling Zooms, we gratitude, affirmations, write manifestations, we write down our goals, just really all of the things. And it's just such a great way to start the day on top of this podcast where they can also come and listen to the daily devotionals to pour into themselves and the word of God. But we literally do, you know, writing a daily prayer while we journal. And today was a long one. I just felt it on my heart to just pour it all out and really ask Him for help today. So don't be afraid to do that, you guys. Let's move on to the Fighting Words devotional by Ellie Holcomb. We are almost done with this devotional. I could probably go back because I'm sure that there's days that we've missed. There's been many times where my daughter has moved my bookmark and I genuinely just can't remember. And then it's like, I have to go back and listen to where I left off. And like, I just like turn the page. And lately we've been pretty consistent, but we're on day 100 in this devotional, you guys. And scripture to start this off is from Isaiah 40:28 through 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. It's been 100 days of you and me sitting in God's promises and asking Him to help us believe that they are true. What a journey it's been. And what a kind and faithful God that we have encountered. He doesn't grow tired or weary of having to remind his forgetful children of his faithful, steady, wonderful, strong love for us. God's love doesn't waver, even though we do. God doesn't shake his head at us. God doesn't shake his head at us when we forget or mess up, but he meets us in our messes. He shines light into our darkness. He leaves the 99 to come find us, puts us on his shoulders, and he carries us back home. We can't fathom his patience or his understanding. He operates in upside down and back ways, using our weaknesses and brokenness to reveal his strength and power to heal the most broken places in our hearts, and using our not enough to showcase his more than enough. Using death itself, the loss of his own son, to bring about the everlasting. I hope that this book will be one that you will treasure for many years to come. And I hope that it's maybe helped you bury some deep treasure within your heart, that you've joined me in memorizing scripture. I hope that on those nights when the lies are loud and the pain feels impossible, that you'll recall some of the promises that we've held on to together and hold on for dear life. I hope that you'll begin to speak the light from God's word into the darkest corners of your heart and into this weary world. I hope that the enemy will be thwarted over and over again as he tries to get you to believe anything but the truth that God's love can carry you through everything. I hope that these verses fill your heart with anticipation, spill out of your mouth as you pray and talk with friends and family, and continue to remind you that you can overcome anything that you will ever face when you're in the hands of the love who has overcome the grave. I hope that spending 100 days of gazing at him and his promises has filled you with your own fighting words. This is such a good devotional, you guys. I'm going to stop right here because this last part is a little bit long. Ellie Holcomb, okay? She is also a Christian singer-songwriter. You can find this book on Amazon, and it's amazing. I'm just going to say it. It is amazing. And yes, there are pages in this book that we have skipped over or done. So there's a lot that I haven't read on this podcast that you're still going to benefit from reading in the book. So definitely go and check that out, because like, It can seriously just be very life-changing if you let it. All right, let's move on. Let's keep reading. Truth to hold up like a flashlight in the darkest nights of your soul. Truth to anchor you in love when the shame storm blows in. Truth to lift your eyes to the hills when you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Truth to set you free and fill your soul with hope, even in your most hopeless places. Truth that breaks the chains and sets you free to be exactly who God made you to be. Finally, I hope and pray that together, you and I will press on. Our work is to remember and to keep kicking back at the shadows with the light. Our verse to end this devotional tells us that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. So let's keep hoping. Let's keep holding on to the truth and seeing our strength renewed. Let's keep using our fighting words. Let's keep speaking them into the darkness and watch the light of the truth shine bright like a beacon that guides us back home into the arms of love. Let's remember that the days of darkness are numbered, and that there is a moment fast approaching when the darkness will fully and finally lose to the light. I will fight the lies with the truth. Keep my eyes fixed on you. I will sing the truth into the dark. I will use my fighting words. This devotional was amazing, you guys. And I am going to have to start reading it all over again, because like I said, there's a lot of pages in here that I missed or anything like that. But, you know, it really just is an amazing way. And it tells you in this book how to use this devotional, okay? The promises, the process, and praying. It goes over the introduction and like lies about who she was, lies about who God was, lies about how we loved him. And she just goes on and on. She actually dedicated the book to her three children. And yeah, so I'm just really pumped. I'm trying to see if there's anything more in the book that I can give credit for. Ellie Holcomb, she also has some other books available as well too. And both of them, here's one, Who Sang the First Song? And the second book is called Don't Forget to Remember. And it looks like they're children's books, and I'm sure that they're faith-based. So I plan on checking those out because I love reading books with Madison. So I'm going to have to look into that because we always love having a new book to look at. So here we are. I'm hanging up the tassel for the Fighting Words devotional. You guys, that has been a really, really great devotional for us to pour into over the last few months. I am so ready to kind of turn the page on this podcast a little bit and broaden the horizon. I love reading. And I love to talk. So relating things to real life, having a little perspective for the day, setting ourselves up for success, our mindsets up for success, you know, getting that daily devotional in. We're going to keep reading out of the Confident Woman devotional because I actually have been 100% faithful to that. And the Ellie Holcomb devotional isn't necessarily like a day-by-day devotional. Like I can open up the Confident Woman and it says May 17th. It's really hard to lose track of where you are based on the date of when you're recording. So the Ellie Holcomb one, it's just literally 100 days. So it doesn't have to be every single day or this and that. So that's where I've gotten kind of lost. But we're going to continue to read out of the Confident Woman devotional, and I am going to start reading. So this is going to be like half daily devotional, half book audio. Before I start doing this, I think I'm going to give everybody on here who, you know, faithfully listens and enjoys being here, I would love to give you guys a chance to get this book for yourself so that we can read it together. And that way you guys can follow along if you want to, just kind of like a cyber book club, if you will. And I'm pretty sure there is a message option so you guys can message me like aha moments or ideas or anything like that. But I want this to be all about mindset. This is where it is. And we've been doing the daily devotionals. It's really helped change my life, my perspective, my mindset, but I'm ready to kind of amp things up and switch things up a bit. You know, we're going to continue that devotional, but we're going to go into another self-help book for self-development, and it's going to be based around money mindset. Yes, you guys, money mindset. You would be surprised, okay? I just want to read the back of it. It's called Amanda Francis. And it's the number one bestseller, 2021, Rich as F, the F word, F-U-C-K, more money than you know what to do with. Now, I've only gotten so far in this book, and so this is why I'm like, man, this is perfect, because I know that I want to, you know, grow my money mindset. I want to grow my financial abundance. I want to become wealthier than where I am right now. I want to do bigger things in my life. I want to have a better mindset wrapped around money instead of, oh, we can't afford that, or this is too much, or just having that lack mindset, you know what I mean, that is literally surrounded by money. And that's where money mindset comes in. And there is a way to grow out of that to where you're attracting more abundance into your life. So that's why I got this book. I will just go into some reviews that are in the front cover. Praises for this book, Rich as F. Andrea Crowder, the book is the Bible on money. Danielle Bigby, no one is a clearer channel on money than Amanda Francis. Chelsea Newman, this is not just a book, but literally a resource that will change your perspective on money. Adriana Arias, this book is effing fire and so many quotable words and relatable thoughts. Thank you for pushing through, Amanda. This crap is a gift. She said the S word, but I'm trying to be like you know, appropriate if we have all ages on here. I'm walking away from feeling full of self-love, acceptance, and inspiration. Kayla Ray, I didn't want the book to end, she says. Liz Bruseyu, let me just move the surprise cash that I received in the mail and unexpected payments in my business that appeared out of thin air out of the way so that I can focus on telling you this. Get this book. Amanda will teach you to overflow with abundance. What do you have to lose? And then last but not least, by Carly Anna. Amanda's teachings are worth the weight in gold. Her practical yet spiritual teachings will get you hooked on manifestation and wealth creation. This was the missing piece that I needed to scale my business and repair my relationship with money. I will forever be grateful to you, Amanda. You've completely changed how I view and feel about money. Life has never been so abundant. So I'm really excited. And there's like lots more reviews. I'm not going to keep going into it, but I will give everybody time to get this book for themselves. So what's today? The 17th. So let's start Amanda Francis. Let's see here. Maybe we can start Amanda Francis in June. I don't know, because I feel like that'll give everybody enough time. It'll give you a couple weeks to get the book, deal with shipping. Hopefully you get it. You'll be able to take a look at it and kind of get excited to be here with me so that we can read it together and, you know, just kind of talk about things or whatever. I'll relate whatever I've been through or can relate to with it. But she does exercises in it, journaling prompts. There's like a little bit of homework, I guess, if you will. And I'm here for it. Like, I want to grow my money mindset. I want to level up my life. I want to level up my business. I want to level up my savings account. And you guys know, here, your mindset matters. And so we've been, you know, really, really pouring ourselves into the Word of God. And we're not going to stop doing that, because I love that this podcast can be such a light for other people. So we are going to continue. Sorry to be repetitive, but we're going to continue the Confident Woman devotional. And then in June, we will start reading Amanda Francis, because that will give, like I said, everybody will have enough time. So June, let me write down, I'm writing it down on my schedule. June 1st, start money mindset. I'm just going to put AF so that I know Amanda Francis, and I'll know it because I wrote it, right? Okay, cool. So anyways, yeah, you guys can get that book on Amazon. And so I guess, like, we're, you know, it's still going to be the devotionals, but I'm going to turn this into a little bit of an audiobook. And even if you don't feel like getting the book and you just want to listen along, obviously that's okay too. You're still going to get a lot out of it. But it is nice to have that book on hand so that even after the book is over with, you still have that around for you to read, for your kids to read. Maybe one day your grandkids can read it, and you're going to have this amazing book around your house that you can look into whenever you want, right? So, all right, you guys, that's like really all I have for today. Fighting Words devotional, you served us in the season that we needed you, and now it's time to move on. We're going to focus on that money mindset so we can level up our lives as we go into summertime and just really, really, you know, realize our worth. You know what I mean? Like, your mindset is really a powerful organ that we have between our ears. You know what I mean? And when you learn how to not really manipulate or like have power, you know, God is all mighty power. You know what I mean? So it's like, we can't try to be God, but there is a process and you can choose to do it. And it's really just changing your mindset and your perspective on things and thinking a different way, talking to yourself in a different way, talking to others in a different way. And just knowing that, like, what you think and what you feel is genuinely what you're attracting back into your experience. So if you haven't seen the movie called The Secret, it is on Netflix. You can go and watch it. It's a very good movie, but it changed my life. And I do not say that lightly. It changed my life, everything, my perspective. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, how am I only, you know, how am I 28 years old and just finding out about this stuff, you know? So anyways, go check that out, you guys. But yes, almost 20 minutes in. I'm going to let you guys go. We'll be back Thursday. Tomorrow, I won't be doing a morning podcast because I have a cleaning job that I do on Wednesdays in the mornings. And it's just too much to pile everything on. So I'll be back on Thursday morning to read the devotional and, you know, all of that good stuff. And so anyways, I hope that you guys got a lot out of this today. I hope that you guys are excited to kind of jump into something new and kind of switch things up a little bit. Cause I know I am really, really excited. And I just can't wait to see like how we all grow and go through the things that we need to go through. So, all right, you guys, go and have a great day. Happy Tuesday. And remember, your mindset matters.